Much grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father, from our Lord and our Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. Text for this morning's message is our gospel reading from John 15, and we're focusing on verse 5. Jesus said, "I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever abides in me, and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing." Will you pray with me? Lord Jesus, how wonderful it is to gather in your name and to hear your word. May the words that we hear this morning sink deep into our hearts, and then may they bear fruit, flowing out into our lives. And we ask this in your name. Amen. Well, we started last Sunday the Red Letter Challenge. Simple premise, right? There are red letters, Jesus, that he speaks in the Gospels, and we're going to follow them literally. And so last week, we kind of emphasized how it's blessed in our life when we hear the words of Jesus and actually do them. And so we kind of compared it to the man who builds his house on the rock, the foundation, who hears them and does them. And then we looked at five kind of building materials, five themes that we can kind of find in these red letters of Jesus. And we're going to unpack the first one this week. And the first one is called being, B-E-I-N-G, being with Jesus. Now, to kind of help you wrap your mind around what we're going to be going through here, I want to tell you a true story. A true story of when I was in high school, a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away. Now, when people see me and they see how tall I am, they kind of automatically assume, "Did you play basketball in high school?" And the answer is, yes. Yes, I did. I played a little basketball in high school. But that is not the only sport that I tried out for and did. No, I actually had a friend of mine convince me to try out for cross country. You guys know what cross country is, right? Right? It's not running around an oval track like track and field. It's you're running over, you know, gullies and hills and outdoors, and it can be really good experience. And of course, I grew up in Santa Fe, New Mexico, so. There was all kinds of arroyos, deep arroyos, but then there was like big hills, and it was just beautiful, picturesque, perfect time to go for a run. So I met my friends there at the track that we were going to run, and then Coach was there, and he came up to me and he said, "This is your first time trying out." And I said, "Oh yeah, you know, I like running, but you know, yeah, I like doing this." He's like, "Okay, good. So we're going to start out the season here by, I've marked off a 2-mile trail, and we're just going to run it, and then when we come back, we're going to see how we're doing and see what we need to work on." But then he said, this was funny, he said, "Roberts," call me Roberts, he said, "Pace yourself, okay?" I said, "Oh, of course I will." But as soon as he said, "Go," did I pace myself? No, I took off. I was just, I'm running here, and I've got these big, long legs, and I was ahead of the pack. You wouldn't believe how far I got ahead of them. I was like, this is great. This is cross country? This is easy. Except about 4 minutes in, I noticed there was a pain in my side, and then I started noticing that they were kind of catching up to me. And then I noticed they passed me. Then I noticed that I stopped jogging and started walking. Oh, and then I noticed the coach coming up on the trail in a golf cart and saying, "Roberts, do you need a ride?" I said, "No, I'll be fine. I'll finish it." And when I got back to the site about 20 minutes later, boy, was I humiliated. You see, I started off so strong, just going and going, and yet I didn't have the strength to finish. So we're actually starting today the challenges, the little daily challenges that the Red Letter Challenge is all about. And some of us are excited. I'm excited. I'm excited to get going on this. But the question I have, and the question I have for you, is will you finish? Are you going to be able to finish the Red Letter Challenge? Are you going to be able to do these challenges? And when it gets tough, when you start struggling with them, are you going to give up because you don't have the strength? And even if you're not doing the Red Letter Challenge, or after you finish the Red Letter Challenge, think about your life as a disciple of Jesus Christ. Are you going to be able to finish? Are you going to be able to keep the faith? Are you going to be able to finish that race? Or are you going to find that all the things that Jesus wants you to do as a disciple of Jesus Christ, you're going to lack the strength and not cross that finish line? Well, I'll tell you what. The easy way to do that is trying to do all the things that Jesus wants you to do apart from Him. So today is the first of five, being with Jesus. But it can be kind of helpful to go to the other four, and I'll show you what we're talking about here. There's forgiving, then there's going to be serving, then giving, and then going. And if you start off with these things that Jesus wants you to do, tells you to do, like, say, forgiving others, you start off strong, right? Okay, I can do this, right? I can go to someone who has hurt me, and I can forgive them because, you know, the love of Christ compels me. The love of Christ is for me and for them, and you forgive them, right? But then, oh, someone else, you know, hurts you and sins against you. Oh, and then someone else keeps doing the same thing again and again and again, and all of a sudden you notice something. Your patience is really wearing thin here. Really, Lord? 70 times 7? Is that how much I'm supposed to forgive them? I mean, come on. How about a little? And there you go. You can't finish it on your own. Or serving. You know, we're going to be getting in there and doing things for Jesus and helping out people until you start to wonder, well, maybe they shouldn't get my help as opposed to this person. Or, you know, I'm busy. I've got things to do. I can't go serving people here. Can't finish well. Giving? Very challenging. Money's tight. You know, fine. I'll give just this much. But then constantly? No, I'm going to give this and then I'm going to back off a little. Can't finish. And then going. Oh, going to someone and sharing Jesus with them. At first, I'm sure you'll be excited. I'll be excited. Okay, I wrote this down. This is, you know, what Jesus means to me, and I want to share it with you. And it'll be great. But then you're constantly called to share that with people. And what about the people that you don't want to share it with? What about the people that oppose you, that reject you? No, I'm not going to them. I'll go to someone who is over there, can't finish. You see, this is what happens when you do the things that Jesus tells you to do apart from Him. And when you do these things, guess what? You end up not bearing much fruit or any fruit at all. You might as well be cut down, thrown out, and burned. I know that sounds harsh. I know that sounds very judgmental. But that's only the language that Jesus is using here in our text. And to kind of help us understand just how serious Jesus is when he is speaking these words, a little context might help. Jesus speaks these words on the night that he was betrayed. Yes, Jesus is going to the cross that very night. It's it. This is done. I'm going to finish my course here. I'm going to the cross and I'm going to die there. But then 3 days later, I will rise again. He's going to spend 40 more days with his disciples, and then he's going to take off into heaven and pour out his Spirit upon his disciples. And they are going to have a lot to do here. They're going to go and make disciples of all nations. They're going to be witnesses of the Lord to the ends of the earth. Huge tasks. And he wants to prepare them for all that they were going to do. And so, on the night he's betrayed, they're walking to the Garden of Gethsemane. And as they stop along the way, Jesus points out a grapevine. I mean, so common back then. He points to the vine, he points to the branches growing out of it, and then he points to the fruit that's coming out of it. And he sees, do you see all this? Do you see how it's all connected? The fruit right there, it doesn't grow by itself. It's not over here just growing. No. It's growing because it's connected to the vine. And that's when Jesus simply says to them, I am the vine, and you are the branches. If you abide in me, if you be with me, you will bear much fruit. Because apart from me, you can do nothing. So what Jesus is saying to his disciples and what he's saying to you and me is that you can't bear fruit. You can't do the things Jesus wants you to do. You can't do anything apart from him. Because all of our doing as a disciple of Jesus Christ comes from our being. It just flows from it. So if you and I want to bear fruit in the Red Letter Challenge and in your life as a disciple of Jesus Christ, Jesus invites you to be with him. Now, being with Jesus is not where you kind of like go to his heavenly pad and you hang out, you know, just, hey, all right, we're here together. No. Being with Jesus means that he does everything and you do nothing. Yeah. You know, this is where Jesus gives you everything, including his work. He comes among you where you have been doing things, good things, apart from him. And yet, at the same time, you have been failing. You have been stumbling. I have been failing. I've been stumbling. We've been disappointing him again and again. But this is where he comes to you and he goes to the cross. He dies for that sin and that failure. And then he rises to give you a new life in him. Being with Jesus is where he gives you his word. All of the promises that he keeps. You are mine. You are loved. I am with you always to the very end of the age. And nothing is going to separate us. Nothing. Being with Jesus is where he gives you his provision. It's where he provides everything for you. It's where he forgives you all your sin. It's where he serves you with his own sacrifice, his own body broken on the cross, his own blood shed for you. It's where he gives you everything that he has, his righteousness, his kingdom, his grace. It's where Jesus comes to you. He goes to you in your sin and your shame. And he wraps his arms around you and will not let go. And all you do is nothing. You trust. You receive. So Jesus wants you to be with him before you do anything. Now, there are many ways to be with Jesus. And the Red Letter Challenge that we're going to do this week, there are many suggestions. Read the Bible. You know, that's God's word. That's where Jesus is there, giving you his instruction, giving you his peace and his love. Pray. You have a conversation with your Heavenly Father. You have a conversation with your Lord Jesus Christ and his Holy Spirit. You're just talking with him. You're lifting up your burdens and your thanksgiving and your gratitude to him. You know, and you worship. You're being with Jesus. You're listening to his words. But you can also worship, you know, through music, listening to wonderful hymns, listening to spiritual songs, whatever moves the Spirit within you. But then there are other ways that maybe we haven't thought about. Like, take a day off. And I mean, take off a day off. Go out into the woods or go to some solitude and just be with God. Fast. Yeah, it could be food, but it could be something that has been weighing you down constantly, distracting you from Jesus. Take a break from it. There's many, many ways to just simply be with Jesus. But understand something. All these things that we are going to do, this is not just more for us to do on our own. And where we lack the strength to finish and we can't do them and we feel broken. No. All of these things are just ways and opportunities for Jesus to pour into you, to do everything for you. Because when this happens, when he does all these things, you will keep the faith. You will cross that finish line. You will finish the race. You will bear much fruit because you are connected to the vine. You are abiding in Jesus. And in his gracious presence, you can simply be. Amen.